Welcome to the CE Pro Podcast. I'm editor Arlen Schweiger. For those who might not know, HDMI technology has now been around for more than 20 years, and it remains as relevant as ever for the custom integration industry. Now, as 8K comes into the picture and immersive audio continues to impact home AV systems, it's a perfect time to check back in with our friend Rob Tobias, president of HDMI Licensing, on all the latest happenings around the interface. Learn all about it in this week's podcast episode. Rob Tobias, president of HDMI Licensing, thanks for joining me again on the CE Pro podcast. You know, where there's a lot of happenings going on with HDMI that we're going to go over today. And we appreciate your time as usual. So let's get going.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to be here and talk to your audience. So let's do it.
Great. And we know HDMI is always a key topic on our website and with our audience. So Rob, just to start off, can you give us a general update about HDMI relative to what's going on in the custom electronics market?
Oh, sure thing. So you know, as people know, HDMI has been around for over 20 years now, which is amazing. Goes back a long time, back to the transition, the 480i era, where we're going from analog to digital. So now we're all the way up to 8K and beyond. So we're, you know, the technology is mature, but it continues to evolve to meet the needs of the consumer electronics industry. So as we keep pushing different vectors for not only image quality, such things as resolution, but also frame rates, color depths, you know, super new gaming features like variable refresh rate, auto low latency mode, quick frame transports, all of these things, and we'll talk a little bit about eARC as well for the audio side. A lot of people shortchange audio. All of these things have produced equipment, TVs, sound systems, displays, sources that give a much better, more immersive home theater experience. You know, bring that theater into the home, and it's, you know, today with things such as HDR, such as Dolby Vision, things such as Dolby Atmos, DTS:X, the visuals and the sound are just amazing.
Right. It's certainly an exciting time in the AV industry with all those things that you mentioned. And certainly the way that we've gone up to 8K video is amazing. And just even with the last few years, you guys have added a lot of features like you were just talking about. So, Rob, you know, certainly in January, CES, that's a huge event for manufacturers to show and debut the latest devices, the latest big screen TVs. But one of the things this year that really has started to catch on, of course, is the buzz phrase of artificial intelligence, or, you know, AI, as everyone knows it. So we wanted to ask you, how exactly is AI impacting the HDMI world?
So AI is, you know, the buzzword du jour, but it is really coming on fast and strong. You know, ChatGPT caught the world by storm, and now, you know, your mother or grandmother can, hey, what's this artificial intelligence stuff? So it means different things in different industries and how it's being applied. In terms of the consumer electronics space, it's being actively applied to TVs in a number of manners, especially 8K TVs. Right now, there's not a lot of native 8K sources, and so upscaling is very important. And to do upscaling right, especially if you're taking lower res images, if you're taking a 1080p image or 720p image and upscaling it to 8K, there's so many pixels missing that you need to be very smart and intelligent about how you do it. So that's where AI comes into play. So they have databases of images they can learn from. They also can take frames before and after and run those through their AI algorithms to fill in the missing pixels. And it's amazing when you see that in action, how that picture looks like it was shot in native 8K. So this is a very big selling point for 8K TVs and for your audience there, to convince their customers 8K is worthwhile putting in. They're giant screens, the pictures are amazing, the upscaling is fantastic. And so there's that really value proposition there behind 8K, plus it's future-proof. We're also seeing AI applied into the sound area as well. So it can take the soundscapes, whether it's stereo 5.1 or other things, and make them much larger, so more immersive, and can extract things like voices to help enhance the audio dialogue. I know that's a number one complaint from a lot of people is I can't hear the dialogue, so I turn on subtitles or closed caption, or I crank it up and then a commercial comes on and it blows me out. So all of those things just help to enhance and improve the user's experience. We're also seeing there's more voice control coming into the home as well. So you can speak either directly to the TV or to the remote to do things like search, find content, volume up, volume down, stuff like that. And so these AI helps to just pull out the voice, reduce the background noise, distinguish what was said, because you're going to have to deal with all sorts of voices, accents, all things like that, to try to understand what people said there. We're also seeing it in the delivery of content into the home. So streaming platforms are applying AI as well. So the recommendation engines are keep continuing to evolve, and they're applying AI. They tap the big database of customers, how it's used, and use predictive analytics, which is a big part of artificial intelligence, to try to steer you towards content you may not know about, but that you would like. We're also seeing it in the real-time generation of subtitles and closed captioning, and also in real-time language translation as well. So these are valuable, especially as these streaming platforms, there's a lot of foreign international content, not necessarily already dubbed. This can bring subtitles. And also, as I mentioned before, there's we just participated with CTA in a study on closed captioning and subtitles, and across the board, we thought, oh, just old people out of hearing problems are using subtitles and closed captioning. It's not true. We're finding even the younger generation is prone to turn these on to enhance their viewing experience and their ability to understand what's going on. So lots going on with artificial intelligence there.
Yeah, I can certainly relate to that last point, Rob. I have a 17-year-old daughter and she always uses the captions. I try to never really use them because I just don't like to see them on the screen. But yeah, she always turns them on. And, I think it just gives her a better experience of knowing what everyone's saying. And, certainly I think a lot of people, when they think HDMI, they automatically think video. But those are a lot of great points about the audio as well. And especially what you mentioned with the streaming platforms, I think with all the different platforms and services out there now on the smart TVs, people are probably using those more than they're using regular broadcast these days or regular cable. So those are some major points with AI for sure. What are some of the other trends that you're seeing on the consumer side of the market that have kind of impacted HDMI and where you're going with it?
So, a few different areas. One is, sound systems. And so, eARC, which is the new enhanced audio return channel, has been a very popular feature that has been widely adopted. So, most TVs these days will have eARC built into it. The vast majority of sound bars and AVRs will also have that built in. And that really delivers this whole immersive sound and also the high bit rate audio that is being delivered across different platforms, whether it's on Ultra Blu-ray players, but also the streaming platforms. Netflix, Apple, Amazon have all embraced things like Dolby Atmos, high bit rate audio, and also people are streaming music through their TVs and the sound systems as well. So eARC, if you have one of these high bit rate streaming services, let's say Tidal or something, you're going to be able to use the app on your TV, pass it down through your sound system, and be able to have that excellent audio, brought to you, whether it's 7.1 or higher, or it's the object-based audio that gives you the whole immersive with up-firing speakers. It's just going to be, fantastic audio experience.
Rob, yeah, there's certainly a lot of streaming platforms for people to use, but there is that segment also that, still has a library of DVDs, Blu-rays, and Ultra Blu-ray discs that go, to 4K for sure. How does HDMI, work in addressing, the latest 4K discs and all the other shiny physical discs that people want to use in their systems?
Another thing we're observing is, we all talk streaming is definitely, front and center these days. It's grown rapidly. People have multiple streaming services. A lot go directly to their TV. Many still use adapters and dongles. But we're kind of seeing a little resurgence in 4K Ultra Blu-ray players. There's been a resurgence in the remastering and reissuance by some major directors. Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer, released in Ultra Blu-ray, promptly sold out. James Cameron's going back into his movies, reissuing those on 4K Blu-ray. And consumers, audiophiles who love vinyl, you have videophiles who, I want the best home theater experience, and that's going to be through 4K Ultra Blu-ray. Gives us the highest bit rate of audio and video to your system. So you're going to have the best picture quality. You're going to have the best audio quality. And HDMI 2.1 is a key connectivity between the 4K Blu-ray player, your TV. And then if you're connected to eARC to your sound system, it's just going to be amazing.
Sure. And we actually just published an item on a company that had put out sort of a universal disc player. And one of the key things that they noted is that, yeah, people still want physical discs. The fidelity and the picture quality is excellent on those. And, especially with directors like Christopher Nolan and James Cameron, who make these big, sweeping, epic type of movies. To see those in a home theater in that uncompressed format is just really spectacular. So I can definitely give kudos to them for keeping that and bringing it back into the fold, like you said, as with the analogy to vinyl. Lastly, Rob, I know we've talked about this in the past, but for integrators who are installing HDMI systems, what can they do to ensure that, these are legit systems being implemented and they have the utmost reliability? How are they able to optimize that?
So that's a very good point. So unfortunately, we live in a world of counterfeiters where there are companies who legitimately license the technology and implement it according to the specifications, test it properly according to the requirements, bring it to plug fest to make sure it works for other people's products. So most of your major brand names are fine and you don't have to worry about it. But there's a lot of little things in the HDMI world, cables and connectors and little doodads and converters, especially in the Pro AV installer space. A lot of times you have to do long cable runs, and an HDMI cable won't suffice. So you convert it to something else that maybe runs over Cat 5 or Cat 6 cables, or to something else and convert it back. Well, you need to be careful there, because unfortunately there's companies that for one reason or another avoid licensing the technology, implementing it properly, testing, and all the things that companies that are HDMI adopters go through. And so there are ways to, your listeners may ask, well, how do I know? And so there's a couple ways to do that. One is ask your supplier who you're getting this from. Who's your manufacturer? Can you show me their HDMI adopter certificate? And can you show me their HDMI authorized test center certificate? So those are two key things that prove they are licensed and they've also tested that product. So, when you go and install that big project, the last thing you want is one of these little pieces that you may have just bought on some unknown website, being intermittent, or failing. Both of those will cause you to have to come back. And especially if it's a complex system, trying to diagnose where that failure point is. So a little upfront of vetting your suppliers could save you a lot of hassle in the back end. And if you happen to run across somebody who is, you believe, is a counterfeit doing HDMI products, go to the HDMI website, hdmi.org, and we have an area where you can report an infringer, report a counterfeiter, and we'll investigate. And if we find it, we'll go take action and try to get them either to be licensed or take them off the marketplace so they're not selling goods that will cause problems to the end user.
Great. Well, it definitely would be one thing for integrators to keep in mind with all that. You guys do your own testing and certification, like you mentioned, with the authorized test centers. We also know that there are independent testers. I know, just to give a shout out to our friends over at DPL Labs, they certainly do things like that as well. And, it's funny coming from someone who, like me, who is, I'll say, really into the sports cards industry. It's, almost the same thing. There are so many counterfeit products there as well, or counterfeit autographs and things like that. It's certainly a buyer beware, and here it's an integrator beware. So certainly something to keep in mind.
And on the cable side, we try to make it a little easier to discern legitimate cables and certified cables, as we have our HDMI cable certification program. So for high speed cables, we have the premium cable certification program. For the new 2.1, we have the ultra high speed cable certification program. Those cables are required to be tested at authorized test centers. And on the packaging, they are required to display an anti-counterfeit label. And when you go online, we now have these banners that the retailers and the manufacturers can put where these products are for sale that you can click on or scan with a QR code to validate these are tested and compliant cables. So that is an indicator of quality cables, ones that are licensed, ones that are tested. So we hope that makes it easier for the integrators installers to identify these cables and purchase good cables for their customers.
Yeah, absolutely. We know the end user is the one that's going to be impacted by it. So on that note, Rob, thank you so much for being on the podcast. That was a lot of information to go through. Really appreciate your time giving us the latest information on HDMI.
All right, my pleasure, and then we'll speak again another time.